Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook, and this becomes an annual event at the Masters. I'm here with the executives with TaylorMade Golf, the leading technology in golf for so many decades, and it's purposeful that they are because they have great leaders like David Abeles and Adrian Rietveld. There we go, a South African leader here. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Playbook.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here, Ralph.
You know, we were talking earlier about the pressure of success, and I've been there, and I love the saying of the air is very thin at the top. You guys are at the top, right? We saw your new video. Unbelievable. Got the inside scoop, the making of the sausage of success. But a lot of people don't know what it's like to wake up every morning as a champion. And very few people, individuals, know that, but even fewer companies. Because think about it, there's only so many players on the tour. There's only so many NFL, MLB players, and there's even fewer that are at the top for a consistent amount of time, like a Tom Brady, for example.
Yeah.
But your company's been on top for decades, and I was curious where that secret sauce lies. And two, beyond the secret sauce, let's talk about the pressure of waking up every morning with the number one, number two, and number four player in the world, besides the rest of the players as well. We can't forgive the people that are number 11. Yeah. That's a pretty, yeah. Some companies have based their entire company on one player that's 11.
Yeah.
You're at one, two, and four right now. What is that like first? And then we'll get into the secret sauce, Adrian.
I'll take best of that. And I think it's important to note that you're never complacent. That's a big word for me, because you talk about number one, number two, and number four. No more than 3 weeks ago, we were number one, two, three, and five. So you know, this it's what's that? You know, the other, I talk another saying. You know, when you're at the top, the target's on your back.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I guess there's a humbleness to that. There's a insecurity to that, to continue to drive forward. Continue to, you know, if you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards. You know, there's no complacency in standing still. And I think as a company, we've always had those mottos and those goals where, you know, we want to be the number one. We want to be the leader, the industry standard. You know, all these things, whether it comes to golf ball or metalwoods, irons, you know, all these categories. And I think I've been around the company since 2010, and I've watched this company take every category that we present, that represent us, and throw each of those categories for what they're worth. You know, what makes an iron better? What makes a wood better? And
a ball,
a golf ball, and you see it through and again, we've always validated our product through the best in the world. You know. You can't put up an advertising board on a motorway and say we're the best, you know, but you can put up a player putting on a green jacket with a grand slam and say our product is standing the test of time. Yeah, this is product validation. And I honestly believe that's something that we're very proud of.
So smart. I was thinking about Bill Belichick, who's one of my favorite leaders and has had the pressure like you do for decades of being on top. And his numbers reflect that, obviously. But it was interesting, when his values changed, so did his performance as a leader, because he's reliant on everybody else. And people don't listen to leaders, they watch them.
Yeah.
And I've known hundreds of people who worked with you, who have watched you and are successful, like Adrian, who you can see it not just in their words, but their eyes, of what it means to work with a real leader. The air is very, very thin at the top when you're the top leader of an organization and a CEO and president of TaylorMade. The air has been thin for a while. For you, what have you learned or advice about the pressure of being on top?
Well, for Belichick, it makes it a lot easier when you have Tom Brady.
Right.
So here's a version.
Tom Brady.
Yes. Right. So we live by the motto, the air may be thin at the top, only if you choose it to be thin at the top. It's not thin for me. And let me tell you why. Because we work diligently every day to surround ourselves with Tom Brady's and world-class talent that are aligned to our values. And if you do that, I mean, if you inherently think about that, it makes rational sense. But if you commit to it, and invest behind it and hire and develop behind it, then magical things can happen. And that's what perpetuates greatness over time. You compound those decisions through great people and ultimately shared values to move forward. And our values are very clear. Adrian could repeat them as well. We're authentic in the things that we do. We're relatable to those who we serve, whether it's tour players or golfers or customers. We're highly competitive, right? So part of what he wakes up every day is 1, 2, 3, 4 in the world last week, 1, 2, 3, 5 in the world this week. How do we get 5 back to 4? Yeah. And he will do everything that is required to serve our customer, in his case, world-class tour players, help them play their best. And then lastly, that competitive spirit combined with a term that I know you love, which is our golftimism. Right. Yep. We wake up every day. We love what we do. We're optimistic in how we go. So we made up our own value. We're in the golf business. We're a highly optimistic, highly energetic, forward-thinking organization. When we take those four values and we hire around those values, right, we will not make compromises. If someone wants to come into TaylorMade, go through an interview process for any functional discipline across the organization, you've got to meet those standards and values and be able to articulate why they're important to you and how you live by them. And if you live by them, you're likely going to work by them. And if you work by them, you're ultimately going to be a good member of this team. And if you're a good member of this team, you're going to contribute further downfield to this team. And the net result of that is you build a world-class company. But it's not a one-day thing. It's an everyday thing.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it. And having the opportunity to work with someone like Adrian, having the opportunity to work with these amazing technicians that are right behind this door on the tour truck, engaging our athletes, as Adrian talked about, and engaging our employee base, our associate base, 2,400 of us around the world that can recite those values, live by them, work by them. The air could be thin if you let it be, but if you embrace it and live in it with everybody else, it works out pretty well. And I love it. I love every moment of it. It doesn't feel thin to me. It feels actually deep and connected to me.
And it is when you are connected for that very reason, because there's plenty of air, regardless of what altitude.
Yeah.
It's that attitude, like you said, that golftimism that is prevalent in the successful longevity of TaylorMade. Speaking of the secret sauce, I want to key it in a little bit further, Adrian. I always say when you come to a decision or if you come to an agreement in your own life or with others, you have to be aware that three things will change instantly: time, emotion, and value. So if you're number one in the world, to stay number one in the world, you have to know that especially each hole, that's why I love golf, because what changes on every shot? Time, emotion, and value. It changes on every shot, but most people don't realize in life, the same thing happens with every decision you make or every agreement, verbal, written, even with consideration. Time, emotion, and value changes. How we deal with that allows us to stay on top. Do you have any strategies, advice, or perspective on the changes that occur so quickly?
I think it's an amazing question, and I think it brings itself to the game of golf as well, where you're talking about, you know, these players, and they're all individual people. You know, they're all their own teams. They're all, you know, there can only be one winner every week, if you want to call it that. And they all have their own. So in your approach and in you working with these teams, I think you've really got to understand the personality, understand what's important to that person. I think, and every shot brings up a different the emotions change. You wake up differently every day. But if you have a culture that's embedded over a long period of time, you always get back to kind of base level. I look at, you know, how we deal with Scottie Scheffler to play his best golf is very different to how we deal with Tommy Fleetwood to play his best golf.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all, you know, they're all very, very good people, but they're also very different. So I think respecting and understanding who they are and what makes them tick is a big part of it.
I think getting that alignment and understanding what, you know, just like your children. You can't treat, my mom had 6 kids. So people would ask, well, how do you treat these kids? And my siblings are insane, right? They went to Ivy Leagues, graduated summa cum laude. And she's like, how do you do it? How do you treat them all equally? And she's like, I don't. You know, one may need a car, one may not need a car. So we have these variances in the changes that occur as CEO and president, an enormous amount of moving parts. The changes can have a glacial impact, meaning time-wise, it could not reveal itself for 5 years, or things could happen instantly. One of the biggest changes in all of business for both of you is AI, because you're really one of the best technology companies I know. As an entrepreneur, investor, what I'm known for, I analyze not the brand, even though I'm a marketing guy, I'm like, what really is TaylorMade? Well, they're the leading innovative company that I know.
Yeah.
You just have a backdrop of golf, where I've always in my business had a backdrop of sports.
Yeah.
Like even Jerry Maguire, the movie, it was a love story with the backdrop of sports.
Yes.
So for you, AI is having a big time, emotion, and value change. Any perception or ideas about how that's impacted your great technology?
Learning every day, clearly, like everybody else. But what's interesting, I've spent quite a bit of time trying to understand how AI applications can serve our business today and more importantly tomorrow, right? How can we become a better company at the highest level, serve our customer better, align with the requirements and needs of our investors and our shareholders? What I've learned, and I think I see mistakes being made around use cases and AI every day, because use cases change with this advancement in technology and the rapid pace at which it changes. On artificial intelligence and say, okay, I've got these use cases and I'm going to implement it across these disciplines in my company against these specific functional areas of my business. And it's going to help me drive either enhanced productivity or ultimately yield better outcomes from a cost standpoint, create better operating models or synthesize data faster. All those things are wonderful. And they should be part of the DNA of an AI integrated asset into an organization. But what we're approaching with AI beyond project work is it's a cultural change. It's a massive cultural change, which is we believe that AI proficient talent aligned with those values that we talked about will yield better productivity, new ideation, and an evolving technology. So what I mean by that is if you and I were to do playbook tomorrow, there would be 4 advancements in your inbox this morning relative to AI that happened today.
Correct.
So the only way to deal with that is if you're actually acutely aware and fully invested that as change happens, I can embrace it in a way to utilize it to the benefit of my objectives and my specific role in the organization. So our starting point isn't we're going to integrate it into back office functionality. We're already doing that. We're going to integrate it to advanced design. We're already doing that. I'm going to utilize this in our call centers through a new chatbot called Chip at TaylorMade that now takes 30% of our call load. Adrian's, he's looking at me like this. But the reality is the only way to do any of these things is when you have leaders and employees that embrace the need for new technology for the benefit of their productivity. And so when I think about where we are today with 1,000 super users at TaylorMade, almost half of our employee base of the 2,400 are super users right now. When we're 2,400 strong in super users with strong competence, we will move faster and further beyond just a use case, beyond just project work and artificial intelligence. And then as we start building real agents through the business, which we're starting to learn about, we think we're going to become a significantly more impactful company than we are today. So the learnings is what inspires us, right? The technology is the technology, and we deal with technology every day, whether it's QI4D products or TB5 products that Adrian fits the world's best players that correlates to every player of every skill level around the world. But AI is a different animal because you've got to rewire yourself to embrace it, love it, and utilize it for the benefit of your role and your value enhancement in the specific discipline that you're in. And we're starting to see that. And honestly, David, it's hard to do that because that's a cultural shift, right? A lot of people are fearful of, I don't understand it. It's happening too quickly. And generationally, it's beyond me. That's not the case. If you think about it that way, then TaylorMade's a tough place for you here, right? Because when we see new technology, whether it's movable weight technology, new bulge and roll on the face, we embrace it because we know that the outputs of that advancement will yield better results for us in the things that we do. Why is QI4D, if you ask Adrian, why is QI4D the best performing products for the world's best players? He'll tell you because the technology is so far advanced from where we were last year. It enables them to perform at the highest level, him be a more competent fitter and leader. And as a net result, we see movement in our business. Our audience grows, we convert more into our products, and we drive more revenue and ultimately invest back into the business. AI is no different. We look at it like an incredible cultural movement in our company to embrace a product that can help us do the things that are important to us, which are undisputable in our organization. We know exactly what's important to us. How do we do those things more effectively? Not just more efficiently, more effectively with greater productivity, more value.
And to finish off, you know, people today work for cultures, not companies. I've been in technology since 92 when Justice Scalia told me directly when I was selling legal research online when the internet was not well known, nobody will ever do research on a computer. You need books. And this is a mindset that is not a culture for TaylorMade. And the reason from what I see in analyzing your business and why you've been on top for so long and why I believe you'll continue to be on top is that all technology, whether it be for a club, a ball, whether even technology that's utilized for content, but you guys are creating in MySpace unbelievable content. Technology is here to make humans more human. So we as leaders, all three of us, need to focus in on helping make humans more human, whether it be on the golf course or off the golf course. That's what TaylorMade represents to me, a great technology company that's allowing humans to be more human instead of relegating
to. I couldn't agree more. And there's so much access to that nowadays, right? Me personally, I was in a, how I ended up where I am today, where I believe I'm ought to be the best in the world at what I do. I go back and people ask me, well, how did you get started or what did you do? I can go back 15, 20 years, and I can tell you that TaylorMade put me in a position where I was the first. I wasn't the best. I was the first to work with 6-7 forms of technology, from motion capture to TrackMan to ball tracking data. And that was my breaking life, was embracing the technology, right? And I think as that's grown, and that, as that's grown over years, I feel like the best people in industries are the ones who have all, who have the experience and are now using a technology to get better. You know, there's a lot of people that hide behind technology. I think stats and data and all these things are so readily available so that somebody can rely on them. But I think the real best in the industry and the real best at what they do are the ones, the humans that have that experience and then have the ability to embrace the technology to help them help people more so.
Well said. David, two things before I wrap it up. Number one, you were kind enough to reference off camera that you went to TaylorMade's YouTube channel and watched Finding Fast.
Yes, thank you.
And a lot of what we've discussed today, if you want to see the DNA of TaylorMade long form video, if you have 17 minutes, you're a terrific audience just to watch this, you really get a sense of the company and what drives the company, the successes, the challenges, the wins, the losses, how we celebrate and embrace the reality of our situation for the benefit of how we improve. So Finding Your Fast on TaylorMade YouTube, it's worth a pitch. So I'm going to pitch
definitely that. Definitely worth it. I was going to close with that.
It's terrific.
Save me the time.
Yeah. And the other thing I would say, and you opened with this, which is, you know, Jim Nance, you know, this is a tradition unlike any other here at the Masters, one of the most incredible events in the world and something that's incredibly special for me and Adrian, the entire team. Having the opportunity to do with this with you just about every year in our tour truck is a tradition unlike any other.
That's awesome.
We appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate that very much. And someone gave me a great compliment one time and said, your voice is almost as calming as Jim Nance's, and because he has just a frequency is close, but
he's slightly taller than you are.
Most people are, but that's okay.
That was, I bumped into him at Memorial Jack's place.
Yeah.
And this was, obviously this was last year, bumped into him in the clubhouse and I had to ask him about, because, you know, when Rory won the Grand Slam, it was his voice that said, and McIlroy has his master.
Yeah,
and I had to ask him about that and how much he paid for that, and it's amazing how it was something that he had thought about for such a long time, and the nerves that he felt that he had that opportunity to now say it, you know, and you talk about the best in the industry, the best at what they do, it doesn't come lightly. People prepare and people put everything they can into that, and then when you listen to him say that. You talk about his voice and that'll stand the test of time.
Yeah, and so many things that he said. And coming to a formula of luck, which is one that's applicable to TaylorMade, what we pay attention to and what we give intention to, what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, that culture of TaylorMade equals the coincidences, the coinciding of everything that we desire or luck. So that mathematical equation of luck also applies to great leaders like both of you and TaylorMade. I appreciate this tradition, which is like none other. I'm David Meltzer. Thank you so much for joining me here from the Taylor Made Truck at Augusta, Georgia, at the Masters on the Playbook.